Good morning, everybody. Let's bring this meeting into a session. Oh no, just felt like it would have been an interesting intro. Anyway, inspiration notebooks. What am I talking about? Well, what I mean by an inspiration notebook is a notebook that has very strong stories, poems, or basically anything that you may have found inspiration in at one point in time. For artists, it may be more drawing or color theory based. For authors, it may have short stories or poems. I have one myself, and here's what you need to know about it. I originally got a big notebook last year before I started 11th grade, and I was planning on using it to prepare for exams, but turns out we didn't have exams because of COVID. So I ended up not having anything to do with it and started collecting dust. But then I watched an anime called Blue Period, and that's when I decided to turn the notebook into an inspiration notebook. It currently has three short stories focused around the senses. The last one I've written was back in April. The last one I've written being back in April 21st, as well as a drawing of a dark fantasy author flag I've created, and an old dried plant that I collected one day when I was on a nature trip, field trip, when I was on a field trip in nature. Words, excuse me. If you're listening on Spotify, then in a few seconds you may be able to see a clip of me holding up the notebook, if I can figure out how to input it without being too lazy. If you're listening on YouTube, then a clip may be coming up as well. But once again, no promises, because I am still working on a Chromebook because my laptop is still fried, and I still have to deal with the less available resources. So this is my notebook. It says ideas on the front. Bought it for I don't remember how much. I just remember it was a multiple of 7, so either $7 or $21. Here are the three stories I've written. Gotta make sure it's in frame. There is The Breath of Soulful Nature. For Granted, Guaranteed. And For All Eternity. And here's the flag I created. Just gotta go back, go to find it. Went too far back. There it is. Here is the flag I've created. It's supposed to look much cooler than that, but I drew it on a piece of paper with pencil crayons, so oh well. And here is the plant I collected on my field trip. That is all. So what are the benefits of having an inspiration notebook? Well, in one of my previous episodes, I talked about the benefits that reading has with writing. Well, so if you're an author, then having poems or short stories that you created in a wave of inspiration, or just feel a creative flow coming through you when you're reading something, on hand may help you feel that bit of creativity once again, and motivate you to write. Also, if you write the stories yourself and put a date on each of them, then you'll be given the chance to see how you have improved over time. It can also be used as a portfolio if you are confident enough that your short works are enough to get you recognition. If you're an artist, then just like with authors, there are a variety of things that you can reap inspiration from. You can try to glue photographs into your notebook, or even put it in some smaller, deeper drawings. For me, I have a lot of interest in abstract art, so even though I'm terrible at drawing, I'm still able to throw a bunch of things together and have the meaning be something deep within creativity. Though I prefer looking at the abstract arts of others, since there's a lot of new things to find every time one looks at it. Instagram has especially helped me in terms of abstract art, especially when it comes to dark fantasy, which is the genre I write in. If I had a printer myself, then I would probably print out a bunch of different abstract drawings I found and glue them into the book. But I don't. And I don't find it worth to spend like a dollar every time I want to print if I want a few pages of colored artwork to be printed out. And to have to leave my house to go pick it up at the library as well. Yeah, no. Before I get into summary, I just remembered something as I was concluding this episode. The first notebook I ever purchased, I actually did something like this with it. And despite what some people think, I don't use my notebooks exclusively for journaling or for my writing. I use my notebooks for everything. So in my first notebook, I wrote songs, created languages, drew pictures, so on and so forth. But I also created little short stories or synopsises. Synopsi? I don't know. Anyway, I used to create those as a way to inspire me to write more stories or be like an idea that I can come back to later on. That journal ended up getting molded because I had a water bottle on my bedside table that would always soak it, and over the month it got covered in mold. So I had to throw it out, which was kind of sad because I had some important information in there. Not to mention how I wanted it to be rid from my life by me setting it on fire and letting the memories burn away. But oh well, trash, fire, same thing in a sense. But anyways, the point is, I've actually had an inspiration notebook for years now, and I've never actually realized it. So perhaps you may have one yourself and not even know it. So in summary, what are the benefits of having an inspiration notebook? It can help keep the creative juices flowing. It can potentially keep one out of writer's block. It can present the progress you have made over time. It can be used as a portfolio. It can be used to jot down little short story ideas that could later on be turned into something bigger. It can be an uplifting thing to keep to have around that can feel meaningful to you or show who you really are as a person deep down. It can be used as a way to make money and so much more. So why wait? Go out and get yourself an inspiration notebook. They don't cost that much, and there's a world of benefits that can be reaped from them. Check out my novels, Death Chill, Flame Rip, and Arctic Blaze on Amazon and Kobo, link in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Discord server in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Instagram at creativewriting_club. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. And let's all go and write down our creative minds to help domino affect our inspiration.